cruising down the street in my 6'4", dropping the kicks, something or something.
Hello and welcome to our podcast.
We are Formula One rookies that have decided to air our opinions online, bringing you reviews based on weekly races,
as well as our favorite race moments in Formula One.
It's funny because we've spoken about it with Sebastian Vettel.
Yeah.
This was literally the only victory since Sebastian Vettel 2008. So this is this first time since then that they got this victory with an AlphaTauri Toro Rosso.
Oh, so 12 years ago.
So they compared it. They were like, the first time that Vettel won and then the first time that Gasly won. I think everything was like almost like, parallel to each other, like
yeah, lining up.
You could see it like exactly the same. It was funny because when we were watching, because we watched the end, we saw him take the victory. We were standing outside at Suncoast, and I was like on my phone, and my dad and I hovering over the screen, and we were just waiting. And I was like praying hard that science couldn't take it, because I heard the radios, I saw them, they were like, They needed a push, and Science was even saying, I want this victory, like he said that on the radio.
He was 1/100th of a second behind Gasly by the finish. If there was another lap, Science had the race.
I know,
Science did take Gasly, but Gasly came back in front, and then he had that they obviously had that energy boost right at the end.
Yeah.
So that they're
allowed
like,
they're allowed to use that party mode at the end, on the last stretch or something.
Yeah, they were just like, okay, cool, let's just go for it.
Yeah.
And then boom.
I knew that.
I love the way that he celebrated though. Shame, love the guy.
I knew that the McLaren was a faster car. So watching how close the McLaren was to him, I was like, please just hold on.
Yeah. But like what Gasly was saying, he was like, did you see what we did? Did you see what I did? He was like,
I can't believe we did it again. Yeah. Like he couldn't believe.
He was like, we had a good race last week and now we won this week. It was just, yeah, driver of the day 2 weeks in a row.
Amazing. Did you vote for him again?
I did vote for him. I was like, he deserved this, bro.
He did. He definitely deserved it.
But Science was leading. I was watching. They kept showing the graph. It was like Science 24, Gasly 18% in votes.
Oh, okay.
And then it went. And then it was like 24-24. And then at the end of the race, it was 28-24. And I was like, you go, boy.
I'm so interested that you actually look at that as like, as opposed, you literally described that like the race. You were like, he was leading, but it was votes. I thought you were talking about the driving.
No, it was the votes.
You're
I pay
amazing.
Attention to like.
I love
things.
How you do. Like that's like the littlest thing you paid the attention. When I was watching the end, I was also like, Gazzy's my next Vettel, because he's like, I know Vettel actually, it seemed much easier for him to get than Gasly, but
yeah, but it's so funny how. I was watching how Vettel celebrated.
How crazy was Vettel when he celebrated?
He didn't really know how to react. Yeah. He was just like...
He's like this kid that couldn't believe he did it. Yeah. I remember watching that. I was also seeing the parallels again, like yesterday. And I was like, Vettel was like such a child and he was so immature.
I was like, Vettel? Really? But...
It was the best race of the season. I mean, the season's not over. We hope that we get to see more of these.
So far, the best race of the season. So far.
The best winner. Like, I feel what most well-deserved win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't. Like, once watching it, I was like, oh, this is the best. And Monza. And I mean, the only thing that maybe would have been better for Scuderia or the team, whatever, would have been if they had won on the 1,000th race, which is next week. But other than that, I think this race has literally, I read a meme, I think, that said, everyone's been complaining, the season's been boring, there's nothing exciting's been happening, we've been waiting for like an upset or something. Like there was a meme that said that. And then Monza, like on the side, is like, okay, we got you. And then produced this results.
Yeah. They were like, I wish there was I read another one. It was like, the season would be so much better if it didn't include Bottas, Hamilton, and Verstappen. And then I was like, we got you, bro. Boom. Took out.
I love that. I think, and also I think I posted this today. It was about Toto. He had said that even though it wasn't, his quote was, the race was a loss for Mercedes, but a victory for Formula One, which I thought was so accurate. Like, yes, a loss for Mercedes. And obviously whichever team loses it, if it feels like a big deal. But for the sport, this like brought up all the like everyone that supports
the president. The president of France phoned Gasly.
How amazing.
He was like, no, I got a missed call from things. So I have to go call him back.
I was like, oh, that's amazing. He was on the front page of some magazine, like a huge French magazine. It was also a big deal because he's like the first French driver since like 90 something.
Yo, what's that guy's name? He had the most home victories.
It wasn't before him though. It wasn't him. It was before him. There was a guy, I don't know. I don't actually know how it works out now.
Anyway.
But Prost was at the race, if you saw. He was there.
I saw him.
He's part of the Renault team. So, because that's a French team. Renault is French. So, which I always forget. But when I saw him there, I'm like, why didn't he say something to Gasly? Like, he's French, but I never saw anything from him.
Yeah, Grosjean, he like hopped out of his car. He was like, well done, bud. And then Leclerc came, gave him a nice little hug there. I was like, that's cool.
Leclerc and Gasly are really good friends. Like, I remember when they came in the same season to Formula One.
Yeah.
And they were both like, well, he was Gasly was Toro Rosso and Leclerc was Sauber.
When he started.
In their like private time, like when there wasn't any races, they're always hanging out with each other and like playing like tennis and doing weird things together. And I was like, oh, these kids. And then when Leclerc moved to Ferrari, it was like he kind of like rose, which was a bit sad because I thought that was sad for Gasly.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see him celebrate together. So Monza, what a great weekend. Totally came through with the results we were all waiting for. Maybe not even. We were waiting for like 2 years because Mercedes has been dominating for so long.
And
definitely with the fact that this is like the first time we've had all three drivers that were like brand new. Well, not brand new to a podium, but like not the top three drivers.
It was almost like the best finishes for all three. I know it was Gasly's best finish, Sainz's best finish. Did Stroll ever make it to...
Yeah, he's made a podium. This is his second podium, but it's first for Racing Point.
So
all of them, definitely huge, huge excitement. We're all excited. I'm still excited.
Who came fourth again?
If it wasn't Ricciardo, then it might have been Norris.
It was Norris.
Was it?
Yeah. Yes, because Bottas was chasing Norris. And Ricciardo was behind Bottas.
Did you also see that? I don't know. This is just like extra information. But during the race, when they did that. So Mercedes made the mistake of coming in at the wrong time to do their pit stop. And then everyone else waited until the car was clear and the pit lane was open again. So then as soon as it opened, both the McLarens came in straight away.
Oh, and Norris slowed down to benefit himself. And they were just like,
you couldn't do that.
You can't do that to benefit yourself.
Because he was
under investigation, but they were like, nay.
Yeah, so Italian Grand Prix. We have another Italian Grand Prix coming up again this weekend. It's... How do you say it? Maggiolo? I don't know how to say it. Maggiolo. Tuscany.
Oh, my like excitement thing early on. So what I was saying was oh wow, I was so excited early on, and then I like cut myself out, was I'm actually doing an esports championship at 2:30 for F1.
Like a real thing, like competing.
Yeah.
Hectic. Brandon, you're like a famous person now.
It's pretty cool. Myself and Nick.
Who are you versus?
There's 20 people and...
Are they like from different countries?
Yeah.
How'd you get in it?
I just registered.
And then that was it?
Well, you have to be on like a certain level. And then they were like, okay, cool. Nice.
Hicks, like, how are you and Nick both doing it if you're using the same game?
We game share. So we bought the game, but he's got the game on his console and I got the game on my console.
How?
It's just, I don't know, technology. Oh, is it like,
I don't understand, so.
You buy it online. So it's kind of like family share.
Oh.
On Apple.
So it's like, but it's like you downloading the program on two devices that you own, kind of.
Yeah. Because it's for people who have like children and they have like two consoles.
Oh, okay. Okay, now it makes sense. Because I was like, how can you both be competing if you guys only have one game?
Yeah.
Thank God for upgrades, because back in the old days, you'd have to have one disc. How do you share that?
Yeah. You just, hey, bro, can I borrow your game for the weekend? But yeah, I'm pretty keen for that.
Oh, so are you racing as your team that you made up?
Yeah. So there's 20 different teams, but Nick and I, we're going as the same team. We changed our names to exactly the same and our cars exactly the same.
So you...
So we basically look like a team, but it's like on our own.
But you're teammates?
No. It's literally, there's no teams. But because you can customize your stuff, we just send each other a photo and be like, this is what you must do. And I was boom.
I'm so confused now.
Yeah. Never mind.
But do you do qualifying and...
Yeah, you do. There's no practices. There's only one shot qualifying. So you literally do one lap.
And oh then, my gosh. What happens if someone crashes into you and you're qualifying?
No, so it's done separately.
Oh, so you don't have any cars on
the... And then it's only five laps, the race. But we do six races at a time.
So you're going through rounds, you mean?
Yeah.
So you're going to go through this round and then whoever... there. How do you get knocked off?
No, so it's just point system. It's the championship still.
So wherever you finish in the race pushes you up. I don't get it still.
So just imagine a normal championship.
Yeah.
It's literally that, except you're doing five.
Oh, you mean like there's six races, as in six different venues, like they would go to?
Yeah. Six
and
different.
And you have five laps.
On each.
So, and then you do them all in one. So you're not going to wait next week?
No. So next week there'll be another six. So we do.
It'll
we
be
do,
a brand new thing next week.
No, it carries on.
So how do you do six in a day?
Because it's only five laps. We just go to a different venue.
So, but everyone gets to do all six races.
Yeah.
And
but we race against each other, actually.
And what about qualifying? You have to qualify six times.
Yeah. For each track, you qualify.
So how long does that take? Like, say you qualify for your first race.
So you qualify. So it's basically like this. You start the game. You start off in Australia. From Australia, you go, so you're in Australia, okay? You do one lap, which is your qualifying. So your one-shot qualifying. Then everyone, but that's on your own. Then the race starts and everyone who's in the championship is in that same race. And now you race each other to see who gets points and so and so. Then after that, the race ends and you go to wherever. And it's basically like thing but sped up. The normal championship.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You're doing six races, but then you still add on to your other six races. And how many weeks do you do it for?
It's 3 weeks.
So
and you do six races.
So 18
once a week.
18
yeah,
races.
18 races.
And then whoever finishes on top at the end of the 18 is the champion.
Yeah.
So after today, we'll know who's on top of the drivers.
Yeah. Basically.
And then how does the team championship work? Is there no team championship?
There's no team.
Okay. There's no constructors.
It's just drivers.
That's so exciting, Brandon. So the next time you're going to tell us where you're standing in the driver standings.
Basically.
So then in the next 3 weeks, you better be pushing hard so you get a good result. You're going to be the Lewis Hamilton of this EE Sports.
Hopefully. There's a lot of people who have been playing the game longer than me. I only started like
this year.
July playing F1, whereas people have followed through from like F1 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019.
That's true. F2 race at Italy.
I didn't watch.
I know, you don't ever watch it. And I tell you to watch it because it's so entertaining. But, oh my gosh, the drama that happens. So first of all, I hadn't watched the F3 races, but I did hear that was also a bit dramatic. And we did speak about this thing last week, was at Monza, they have like this weird rule about the slipstream. Like you gotta, like cars that you didn't expect to be on the top, qualify at the top or be at the top, kind of push themselves up there because they follow a slipstream from the faster cars in front of them.
Yeah, they were saying during when they were like warming, when the safety car was about to leave,
Lewis didn't want to give them a slipstream.
They were like, don't give him slipstream. So he was doing some funny.
Because the guy behind you can benefit off your speed. So, so that it happens at F2 and then it happens at F3. But that was one of the issues. And then the second issue was the race line is a huge thing. It happened at F1 as well, where if you go too far off the race line, then your time gets cancelled.
Yeah.
So it happened. That's why Vettel didn't make it.
Track limits.
Yeah, that's why Vettel didn't make it.
Yeah, they're so strict in the F1 game. Like, you literally, like, touch it and it's like, okay, get out of here. Invalid lap time.
Yeah, exactly. So this is in real life. And then, so in F3, I think they're young. You can't expect them to know all these things. I don't know. So shame. A lot of them, the top 10 that qualified, their times got cancelled. So they lost those positions. So I think Liam Lawson, if that's the guy. I think it's him. He's from like New Zealand or something. New Zealand, Australia, I don't know. But yeah. He ended up on pole. And then I don't know the end of result of that race, but yeah, the drama started there. And then for F2, I don't know what the drama was in qualifying. I don't think there was. Callum Ilott, my favorite, he was on pole and he was going to win. That's what I thought. But then it didn't happen.
Where did he finish?
I think like fifth. He didn't even finish at the top.
Sheepers.
But I don't know. I can't now that I think about it, I can't actually remember how the race went down with how he lost position. But I do know for sure it's like always a pit stop strategy that plays in for them. And Tsunoda, I think his team is Carlin, but he was pushing, like he was putting a lot of pressure. And Mick Schumacher, oh my gosh. First of all, Mick's really good at driving. He always like is really good at finishing in a podium finish, but he's never good at like getting P1 or P2, like for some reason. But he's good at like helping his teammate out, his other Prima driver.
Yeah.
So anyway, he pushed so hard at that start and he gained so much position. I don't know what he qualified. I don't think he qualified high up, but he pushed and he ended up in like second position. And then whatever the pit stop strategy was, I can't remember for sure. I might be getting the facts wrong. But in the end, where it all mattered, he was on top and he won his first ever feature Formula 2 race. He has won in the sprint race before. A sprint race is less laps for Brandon because he never watches. So a feature race is more like a normal Formula 1 race, but a sprint race is like a short form of it. They don't have to pit stop in a sprint race, but a feature is exactly like a Formula 1. So anyway, Mick won the feature for the first time in Italy, which is amazing. And he drives Prima, which is an Italian team. So it was all great victories. So that was the first race. And then for Formula 2, we're lucky we get to watch it twice. So on Sunday, it was the sprint race for Formula 2 in Italy again, and they reversed the grid. So the guy that finished eighth started first, which in this case was Dan Ticktum. He's a Williams Academy driver, and he drives for a team called Dams. I think that's the name of it, but he's British. And I was saying, because of the slipstream, it's a real thing. And we saw it with Lewis. Whoever starts on pole is going to finish on pole, because you don't have to pit stop, so you can go the whole way. I fully expected him to win, but Callum Ilott, he pushed his way up, and then he got to second. Like, he was passing all the drivers behind him. So it was Dan, and then it was Callum, and then I can't remember the rest because I don't really care. And then it got to the end, and Dan's car, he was like at the end of the finish line, like he just passed, and it stopped because his petrol ran out because they don't pit, and he drove so hard to get like keep himself ahead that he had finished all his petrol. And so when it came in, so he still claimed victory, but when he came into the victory, like 1, 2, and 3, he came in a safety car. They drove him up in a safety car because they couldn't bring his car because his car had stopped, which was hilarious. Like, it was like such a like a first time, and everyone was like, well, he never has good luck in racing. But here's where the drama comes in. So Callum had to take second, and they like interviewed everyone. I think Lundgaard was in there. Lundgaard's one of my favorites. It was Lundgaard was third. He's a little Danish boy. He's from Denmark. He's so cute. So that was the top three. And then come later on in the day, when they're like all like posting about their victories and stuff, Callum Ilott takes the victory because FIA had done further investigation on Dan's car, and apparently because he wasn't able to weigh or produce a petrol sample at the end of the race, he gets eliminated from the race.
So he didn't even make top three.
He didn't win. He's out. He's as good as DNF.
That's so rough. Please let that happen to Hamilton.
So, just a little bit of F2 drama there. I just thought it was exciting. Anyone that does not watch F2, this is what you should be watching, especially if you're not happy with watching Mercedes win every single week.
Yeah, maybe I'll give it an attempt.
100% recommend. It's so interesting, and it's also very close. So Callum was able to take his championship lead again. He had lost it, and because Mick had won, he didn't qualify well enough. So Mick was getting pushed up in the standings, and Callum wasn't there yet, but he claimed the victory on Sunday again. So yay for F2, and definitely a big yay for F1, because we're so excited. We're still celebrating Pierre Gasly's wonderful victory.
Yeah.
At Monza. So we're not going to put a lot of pressure on him for the next Italian race, but we do look forward to more exciting races.
100%.
So yeah, so that was our little catch up. We're all excited. I'm still celebrating, but we're celebrating for Brandon. We hope that he does well.
Yeah, please.
In his, what is it called, Brandon?
Esports championship.
Okay, we hope he does well in his esports championship. So yeah, thanks guys. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed.
It's been a good one.
We hope you enjoyed our catch up. Just quick reminders, please follow us on Instagram. It's Loves Formula One, because we love Formula One. Also, if you enjoy football or soccer.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so if you enjoy football or soccer, good friends of ours, they have their own podcast. It's called Halftime Blues. It's basically, they're both Chelsea and Manchester City supporters, but they talk about everything, basically.
Yeah, they give you a lot of facts about Premier League, I think.
Just Premier League and Champions League, transfer talk.
So yeah, definitely if you're into football, have a listen. You might enjoy it. But otherwise, thank you so much for listening. Please share our podcast.
Thanks so much for listening.
Be sure to check out our Instagram, link in the description below. Catch us next week.